earlier in the show, we've been talking about this video, this viral video of a guy at Splendor in the Grass with what appears to be a horrific injury. The ankle is 180 degrees turned, and then he's seen getting up off the ground and walking off to go and see some young people's music and hobbling on this horrific-looking injury.
That's no...
You don't like things like that, do you, Dawes?
No, I can't stand things. I can't stand when they show footballers breaking their legs repeatedly and that kind of... You know, when some... If I see a dashboard camera and a pedestrian, if I hear a Russian accent, I'm out of there.
Pass.
I'm out of there. I know what's coming.
Well, the young man who is the center of this video, his name is Sam Cooper, and he joins us on the line now. G'day, Sam. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
First of all, how wicked was Splendor, man?
Oh, it was an exciting time, to say the least, eh?
Yeah. Who's in form, man? What was the Avalanches like?
Oh, they were loose. Pretty good, but didn't get to see the whole show because had a bit of other stuff to do.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, other stuff, mate. That's we're old enough to know exactly what you're talking about when you say that.
Doing some work in the tent, Sam.
Okay, Sam, enough about the musical acts. We'll get back to those shortly and get your report on Flume, like I know who that is. And but right now, tell us about this apparent foot injury. Is it a trick, Sam, or did you totally twist your ankle around?
It's half and half. I can totally twist my ankle around, but I don't feel it.
180 degrees. You can twist your ankle and dislocate it and turn it 180 degrees.
100%.
So it's a party trick.
Yeah.
Jeez, how did you find out you could do that?
Took an awkward trip, pretty much, and looked down and didn't hurt.
Wow. So, Sam, hang on a second.
It's like penicillin. It's like the discovery of penicillin. Just happened by accident.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're all better for it.
Yeah.
Sam, so you, how does it work? Your ankle dislocates?
Yeah, pretty much. It's weird, like it just twists around and
It's
weird.
I'm looking at a still image of it now and I still can't figure out how it's done. And then you're able to walk on it and you're not in any pain at all.
I can't feel a thing.
Are you talking about like presently, Sam? I know you had a pretty massive weekend at Splendor.
You'll get over it, mate. You're just feeling a bit down now. The serotonin will build up. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Poke yourself in the face. Can you feel it? It's...
Oh, mate.
So, mate, in the video, people are freaking out. It's a great party trick.
Yeah.
And
you should have seen when me and my mate Isaac, it was just us two at the start doing it to this, like, one person walking across the street, and I'd trip over them with it.
Oh,
be like, what'd you do? What'd you do? And I've never seen people run so fast in my life, eh?
Wow. So when people think that they've snapped your ankle, they run away from you,
Sam. Just run away.
They just look at it, and they're like, oh, what the hell? And they just run.
Has it impressed any girls, Sam? Yeah. Like, have you gone, hey, love, look at me bloody ankle. That's not the only thing that twists her. Like, things like that?
I got another bag of goodies.
And of course, he's just talking about Doritos, which is young people love.
Young people love Doritos.
Yeah, heap of Doritos, and he's got bloody Doritos Tuesday. He had a couple of days ago. That was Doritos Tuesday. Hey, it's Sam. When you twisted your ankle, as Dawes said, did you become more popular with the ladies? Are you now known as Twisted Ankle Guy from Splendor? Is there like a name, a title?
Are you like the Chick Chick Boom Girl?
Yeah.
All my mates already have a nickname for me, so everyone pretty much already knows it.
What is it? And if it's a swear, don't say it, Sam. Remember, I've got a job.
They call me Red Footer.
Red Footer?
Yeah.
Why Red Footer?
Because of my foot, and I have red hair as well.
Oh! See, there you go, old Red Footer there with his twisted ankle. Well, listen, mate, you did a great job of fooling some people watching that video. I had a funny feeling it might have been a great little party trick, and it was indeed. Now the party trick, of course, is for you just to take it easy for the rest of the week until your body can recover from having such a wonderful time at Splendor.
I'll try my best, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, Neckers.
Good on you, mate.
All right, you take it easy, Sam. Thanks for calling in, mate.